So now,
children.
Children. I'll share tribute.
The happiness in the material. So the theme of our discussion tonight is happiness in the material world.
Now, before I start my main talk, firstly, I would like to express my greetings to those outside. It seems... So I very much appreciate this insight, weather, and perhaps you may find a little uncomfortable outside, but you are so much keen, you see, to listen my talk, my thought. So I appreciate. And then also, I always make clear, listen what I'm saying carefully, and then thought, or think, and analyze. And then you see those points which you feel something quite interesting. Then carry experiment. But then those points you feel nonsense, then just forget. It's no problem. So you see, those people who remain outside, if you listen my talk, if you feel a little boring, then better to leave. Because it's cold weather. So isn't it? Thank you. Thank you much. As I mentioned earlier, I always believe the basic purpose of our life is happy life, happiness, joyfulness. Now that desire, not only human beings, but also the all species of mammals and also the insects, all have the same desire. To achieve happy moment and to overcome pains and suffering. Now we human beings, I think one what's a remarkable thing about human being is human brain, human intelligence. So therefore, on this planet, there are so many different forms of life, and especially the life with the mind. There are so many forms, but we human beings, I think, the only other being who really change this world, a lot of sort of new new development or new findings. So today, generally speaking, I think humanity really enjoying material facilities. I think quite big, quite high level. And still, with help of science and technology, further development still will
take place.
We will take place. So, meantime, I think one question. When you see people facing difficulties of daily life, daily basic requirement, at that time you see people, some people have some kind of expectation. Once material facilities achieve, once this material progress take place, then all the problems, all the suffering will disappear. And humanity will be 그러다 something will achieve some kind of permanent happiness. But now as the time goes, when we look like United States or in European continent, mainly in the US inside, of course, those areas, those families who really have all the, I think, best material facilities, and their earnings very good, their family background very good, their education very good, their future very good, seems. But then, you see, these people, among these people, 대기 안 들어보는 시 빼나 뭐 할 때 집에 있는 아주 동네 사물 어디 집에 세 토글이 삼배 선주디 계시 때만 있나? 다 진짜겠다 뭐 할 때 빼 세솔리 등에기 세솔 롱주행에 뒤에다 동네 키는 내 거야 셔요.
If the belief that you know once all the material facilities are gathered and once one reaches a very high level of material affluence, then almost all human problems will be resolved. If that kind of belief and conviction is true, then of course, if you look at the examples of individuals or families in developed countries where there is tremendous affluence, then this should be the case. But however, that's not so.
So therefore, it's really worthwhile to analyze or to think more about that in that field.